Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good day. I don't know, is it morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you're listening. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Get your pen and pad out. Oh, wait a minute. I have something to share with you. Where is it? I just saw it. Well, anyway, get your pen and pad out, and I will give you the call and telephone number. 347-637-3789. Oh, I just had it here, and it was a marvelous, marvelous entree into the show. However, it's very important that you get your pen and pad out. And before we do that, pick up the mirror. How do you feel? How do you look? Did you wake up in joy and gratitude today? Do you feel good? Do you look good? You know, it's all choice. It is all choice. The power of choice. Do your choices define and resonate with who you are? Why don't you weigh in? I'd love to hear what you have to say. 347-637-3789. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Everything we think, make a choice decision, we set our mind in action. Your mind is a creative garden in which your garden grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your seeds are seeds. Your choices are seeds. Be careful what you sow. Tell me, how does your garden grow? Are you happy with your life? Are your choices your blueprint for your future? Choice. Now, here's the beauty of choice. Whenever you make a decision, I don't care what it is, and you feel that, well, wait, it just doesn't resonate with you, it isn't right, all you need to do is say, I cancel that, and then replace it with the very positive bakerism that you came up with. I love bakerism. Stay as you are, and you will stay where you are. You see, this is gospel, not even open for debate. In this life today, right now, February 4th, 12:33 p.m. Central Time, there's a place for you. There's a place that you are to fill. If not you, who? Did that set in? There's a place you're to fill. If not you, who? Do you listen to toxic Nellies? Toxic negative thinking? I have to do a sidebar. Because the minute I say choice, my brain is filled with a plethora of ideas, decisions. Get the book Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson, and we'll talk about that. Did you choose to call in today? Did you choose to listen to Kathy Watson? Did you? Well, I'm not a mind reader. Why don't you call in 347-637-3789 and share with me what's on your mind? What are you thinking? Tuesday, February 2nd, it was, we write our own scripts. You don't get it yet, do you? Ah. let me remind you that Shakespeare said, "The world is a stage, and we're all actors and actresses." Sidebar. I'm going to digress for just a moment. You know that I usually don't say anything about politics in America. But let me start by saying I dislike all of them equally. Are you watching the circus? Are you watching the circus? The need for power and money, it's almost sad, isn't it? And a candidate will say and do almost anything to get elected. And you believe them? Do you really believe them? How can you? They're all actors and actresses. It's a love affair. The presidency is their soulmate. It's the female, the male, in their life that they need, they can't live without. Oh, that's such crap. And you're buying it, aren't you? Don't you know that they're wooing all of you as they would their soulmate, as they would someone that they feel that they can't live their life without? Don't you get it? It's a sham. I want you to sit down in meditation and think of who you want to represent you. You in California. You in Boise, Idaho. You in San Francisco. You in Chicago, Michigan. What? Are there any statesmen? Now, you see, the power of your choice is going to determine what's going to happen to America in the next 4 years. And when you're an elected official, male or female, you're held to a higher standard, a higher moral standard. I don't want to get into details, but I think you know who I'm talking about. And I've had people say to me, they've said it to me, knowing that I do talk radio, "Well, Kathy, just let it go. Look at what the top people in Europe are doing. They all have their mistresses, and they all have their little dalliances and so on and so forth." I said, "Well, wait a minute. If we Americans want to be held to a high standard of being the most sought after country in the world, that people will kill to get into America, then don't, no, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you that whomever it is that wants to be president has to bring moral stability, virtues to the office. There's a place you're to fill, if not you, who? So who's going to fill that place? Now, where am I taking this? We, the mature people in the world, men, women, I don't care what your ethnicity is, we're role models. We are shaping the world. We should be leading and inspiring by example. So we have all of these young people, the grasshoppers that I call them. "Hey, Kathy, if he could get away with it, why can't I? I think it's a great idea." any person that does not embrace sound, authentic morals should not be running for office. Because what you're saying to the young people who are our future,
well, I got away with it. Ha, ha, ha. What's the big deal? Everybody,
well, if you're so enthralled with Europe, go to Europe. Go to France. Go to Italy. Go to Mexico. Go to Lithuania. Go live there. America, you can't have it both ways. And you have a tendency to be a little blindsided about what's happening. Oh, yeah, you'll all say, gee, we live in this great world. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, you could come here, you could become a millionaire, you could do anything you want. Really? But let's look at the people that are leading America. What standards do they uphold? And how dare they walk around like a peacock? Oh, by the way, a peacock is, in my heritage, it's a beautiful animal, but stupid. No, they're not beautiful. They walk around just strutting their stuff. And I find it appalling. So who do you want for president? You don't have to call in today about the president. No, who is your choice? Who is your choice? Who do you want to see run this great country? But I equated it, didn't I equate it to a love affair? Man, you finally get this gal or guy, and you're engaged, you're married, and oh, it's the honeymoon, and during the engagement and the proposal, it is all of these things promised. And then, as Inez Robb says, and then the roast beef has to be on the table. I can tell you the stories that I have heard from women mostly. Kathy, during my courtship, oh, my husband was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. He couldn't do enough for me. And then after we got married, I saw a different side of him. Why did I choose to marry him or her? Based on their performance. Are you following me? They were acting, just like the politicians are. The candidates, they're acting. They'll say and do anything to get the power. And then, of course, they're set for life with money. We deserve better. How do you feel about it? Dwight Eisenhower said, "No man is worth your tears. But if you find one that is, he won't make you cry." And then he said, "You guys out there, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that is, she will break your heart." So now the choice is yours. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. Who do you want to lead America? By the way, I take responsibility for all of my remarks. I shoot from the hip. And I don't waver. I walk the walk and talk the talk. Calling number 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Click on video, and you'll see Roger Plummer and I in performance. Timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. It's an original. And it's our choice. We choose to share it with the world. Our bags are packed. Rates individually assessed. Now scroll down to books. And the first one that you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I chose to write that book. Decades in research and development. I thought, well, the only way that people are going to know that you really are walking the walk and talking the talk is to put it down in a book I self-published. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. No costly operations. The choice is yours. Learn my methods and techniques. Tell me what it is that you're not happy with. Have you looked in the mirror? How do you look? How do you feel? Remember, we write our own scripts. And how we look is determined by how we feel. What's going on in your brain? The power of thought. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Oh, did you know that the month of February is National Heart Month? And in the upcoming shows, I'm going to talk quite a bit about how brilliant your heart is. And you know that we all have the same heart? We all have a heart. And yet the quality of that heart, the strength of that muscle, is determined by your choices. Your health today is determined by your choices. And it all starts with your thinking. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the power of imagination, and I'm going to bring this all together. Life with Kathy is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Did you choose to listen to my show today? If you did, call in and tell me why. 347-637-3789. My shows are eclectic. That means a variety of shows. They may be controversial, but never boring. And when we get to controversy, are there times that we just don't see it in the same light? But I expect everyone to be gracious about it. The Silver Fox and I don't always see eye to eye, but we don't make each other wrong. We're two different people. And we just sit down and talk about it. Now, what I want to talk about next are my divine sponsors. You know that Life with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as partners. Do you want to be part of the consortium? Now remember, the Bakerism. Stay as you are, and you'll always stay where you are. The height of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. You've been mandated. You have been mandated to fill the place
that you've been chosen to fill? If not you, who? What is your choice? The choice of iron workers and Impact, their choice was to partner with me. Manly men, Titanics bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. They work hand in glove. Without iron workers, nothing would be standing today. And Impact works with them, perhaps as liaison between iron workers and the owners that want to hire the iron workers. Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Don Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. If you want to find out more, log on impact-net.org. Feel the energy. Iron workers, the Don Perignon of the trades. My mission is purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you in your choice, in your mind's eye, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers or hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, Earn While You Learn? And we have a CD out. I opened with a bombastic Eric Copeland fanfare to the common man. And then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the beautiful, fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Years of arduous practice. The CD is available. You know how to reach me. You want to find out more about iron workers? Log on ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. Oh, yeah, you have to qualify. I don't know if you could, though. But it's your choice. Oh, and remember, Noel, my friend in Denver, Colorado, said to me, a brilliant businessman, said, Kathy, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't check out these two websites, it's an automatic. Well, how could you make a decision? Because you didn't even take out the time. You didn't choose to follow through. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. We have a 50-plus club. Pick up the mirror. You're bored and lonely? Your choice. Log on to heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. He's brilliant. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. You know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. I said yes. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into our body and age us before our very eyes. Look in the mirror. How do you feel? Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. You know how to get the book. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And right now, she and her husband are really being challenged with health issues. And yet, when I call her, her voice is filled with cheer. And I could just see the smiles on her face. Log on to her website, enamm.com. Her book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And it's the 4th of February. If you had more month than money, talk to me about a home-based business. Now go back to the website. Scroll down to books. We looked at the elixir. Now go to choices. And this is what today is show, but this show is all about. What are your choices? Because the minute you make a choice, it puts your car in action. It's on drive, not in reversal. In your mind space, are your choices filled with criticisms and unloving? Now, when we carry choice and thought habits that are unhealthy and troublesome, our lives can be upset. And all, don't you know, people, that there's drama always around? There's always an upset? And they're always out of sorts at every level. You know, change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. The book choices, get it at Author House. 14 of us bared our soul to help you through the abyss, through the dark tunnel in your life. And then scroll down past the heart of the lion and go to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Yeah, 101 of us. I'm Chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior. See, it was my choice to participate in that book. Now, 101 of us gave you a formula because we practically said, hey, you're not alone. Come join us. You get the book at Amazon and Self-Growth. And it's by David Ricklin, R-I-K-L-I-N. So what do you have to offer to the world? What are your choices? What do you want to share with the world? Now, if you think that staying where you are, that you're going to get what you want. You see, the constant positive attitude to all things, no matter what, will cause the disappearance of negative conditions. When we withdraw our belief in them, in negatives, we take away power. You want to direct a power. And the choice of right thinking about anything is yours. Center your mind on all of the positives, and the negatives fall away. And now remember, it's you. It starts with you. You are the creator of your life. I had this conversation with one of the guys that work out with me. You know, we kind of have a buddy system, but we all work out separately. And he loves God. And he came to me today and he said, I have to talk to you because I'm not having some good thoughts. I said, well, why is that? Oh, he went on and on and on. And I said, well, to begin with, you're human. Are you Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ? Or did you walk on water? You're being tested. You're being tested. And remember that Satan is always there wanting to recruit you as a member of his team. So when you're thinking about your life, let it be golden. Au revoir.